We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This was a good attempt at the side question. Stones versus The Who.
The Who?
Yeah.
Well,
that's not true. It's the Stones versus The Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I say the Stones are much better. I do have a lot of antagonism toward the Beatles. A lot of different reasons. Someday I'll have to explain them. They just... Well, it's Yoko Ono, it's Lennon.
Yeah.
The two of them right there. I like McCartney. The others, it's like, who cares?
I like the Stones. There's some good Stones.
Yeah.
I like the Beatles better, though.
That's the side question we're working with today in honor of our TikTok debate tonight with Senator Rand Paul. And Walter Kosk, our top promotions guy, just gave Dan some of the questions listeners wanted answered from Rand Paul tonight. So I usually have a smaller folder. I have a giant folder tonight. I think we're exceeding over 100 questions from listeners.
It's like in The Wire when they come in with the folder of evidence. They plop it down on the table.
Yeah. There's probably nothing in there. I would do that to intimidate. Well, Senator Paul,
here. 25-pound manila folder.
Yes, that and a bottle of bourbon. Let's get started. Turn the light on you, Senator, here. but I like a couple of these a little bit off the track. Where would you recommend starting a visit to the Bourbon Trail?
Hey.
Because when Grandpa was on the other day, we talked about that. And how about this one? Know this, America needs many more voices like yours. Stephen Newtown. That's great stuff. I'll give that to him tonight.
It's a great comment, yeah.
I get the frustration with people, and I wanted to talk about that. Alicia. Will the Republican Party really ever accomplish anything with these committees? Dr. Fauci will truly go off into the sunset. Now, my question is, do you blame the Republicans for that? Or is it some of it is media driven? If the media stays on a story like Watergate, Richard Nixon, you have a better chance of getting it accomplished. I'm not saying the Republicans are always... on top of things, but I think that Jim Jordan is. Comer, I don't think. I got to be honest. Comer, that guy, I don't trust anything with him.
I think there's a reason that Rand Paul kind of feels like a rogue, though. It doesn't seem like much of
the
party.
Is,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, I feel like the party could do a better job of getting behind Rand and trying to get answers to coronavirus and a lot of what Rand's going for here.
Right. In the Senate, you're right. You got McConnell. Now, McConnell's leaving. Will we start to see any kind of change? That's where the weak link is. You know, it's more people like Pat Toomey, let's face it, that are there that are Republican senators.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Democrats, they're all out warfare with their senators and their representatives, certainly. So, to Dan's point, I don't blame them in the House. They have a small majority. And they, you know, they're fighting among themselves a bit when you have a small majority. Marjorie Taylor Greene's a big problem. You know, I know some people think, well, she's the only one really pushing it and all that. So we still don't know. And it's a good day to ask this about Mike Johnson. Now, based upon Van Drew and others that I talk with, they like what the speaker's doing. He's in a tough spot. But if he suddenly gives up this money for Ukraine by the voting, well, that is going to be a huge issue. 855-839-1210, you get in. One other question here. This from Gerald. Why can't Dr. Anthony Fauci? I'm going to lead with this tonight. Senator, here's just one question. Why can't Dr. Anthony Fauci be arrested by a sheriff? I'm just seeing.
Why specifically a sheriff?
Well, that's let's see what
is
he says.
Is it the hat that they want involved, like the photo op?
I'm not sure. I guess he thinks that the sheriff has some kind of
okay.
Maybe Andy Griffin, Andy and Mayberry is going to come over at Barney Fife. But he follows up with, based on the fact that voting machines violate the Patriot Act, why can't Congress ban the voting machines and use paper ballots? When will our elected officials wake up? So I could tell the tenor here. People are thinking, well, Rand, you and these others are saying the right things, yada, yada, yada. You're proving the case here with COVID and Fauci, and yet nothing happens. I share that frustration, but I also know winning against these mobs of progressives is a constant battle. There is no final victory here. You know, in other words, this is all outhanded. They're not going to go away just because you win a skirmish here or there. All right, I'm looking, too, to see what Sherelle Parker is going to say in Kensington. I don't know if the L has gotten her there yet. We'll let you know.
Because 35 minutes.
Yeah, because nice that she's going by the L. That's a good start. But I'm hoping she's going to say, starting today or whatever, today's the 100th day, I believe, that you won't have this open-air drug market. We're just going to clear it. You're not going to be out there doing it. Isn't it a question of will? No, you're not going to do it. Well, you can't do that. Watch us. What are you going to do about it? Who in the world is going to, we'll see, who in the world is going to be on the side of saying, oh, no, you can continue this. Now, it would help if every religious leader in the area, not just Pastor Bill Devlin, who may be listening, says what's happened in Kensington from administration after administration is immoral. Not just that it's illegal, it's immoral that Kensington has allowed to become this dumping ground. That's exactly what's happened. Why is it so hard to use the power that you have, the power of religion, the power of God, the power of morality, to call it out, salute her today for this movement forward? Who's going to be on the other side? Well, the drug dealers, some phony constitutionalists, the usual progressives, Larry Krasner, probably the Philadelphia Inquirer, because they're insulated from it. I told you, Manayunk is the new hotspot there. And I like what the business people are doing there. They're not putting up with it. They already had people come out to make sure they're not giving out syringes over in Manayunk. So why should Kensington go? Ah, it's Kensington. That's what you got to expect there. Maybe there are people that subscribe to the idea that every society needs a dumping ground. Let's face it. You know, growing up, it's the other side of the tracks. Every town used to have that. On one side of the tracks, nice, middle-class homes are better. You get to the other side of the tracks, what do you have? That's where the slum was. Kensington happens to be the other side of the house. It's the Queen in Green Economic Opportunity House.
Yeah, it's marking our first 100 days being sworn into office. The press release says that her speech is going to, quote, highlight the accomplishments of the Parker administration, emphasizing the five pillars, the first one being public safety, clean and green, economic opportunity, housing, and education.
So maybe this will not be so Kensington, maybe it will, centric of what's going to happen there, because that's the legacy. Anybody can say other things about other neighborhoods and make them a little bit better. Kensington, though, is a showdown. That's why listeners care about it. It's a showdown between progressives and their nonsense and people that say, no, this is America. You can't do that stuff here. We have laws. We believe in them. And we're not going to allow this. That's all that comes down. Most of these things come down to a question of will.
She'll be speaking in about 20 minutes.
Okay. All right, so we'll see exactly what she says. Phone lines, though, are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Great questions from listeners. If you're not there tonight, we'll play a little bit back tomorrow. Tell you what Rand Paul said, how the bourbon thing goes. But it's a spectacular kickoff to the first speaker series since COVID.
Well, you know, you can't be from Kentucky and not like bourbon. The only thing you're not allowed to divulge is which is your favorite bourbon, because then you make all the other distillers mad at you. So we'll just have to say this Kentucky senator is in favor of all of the bourbons made in Kentucky, because, you know, if it's not made in Kentucky, you're not allowed to call it bourbon.
All right. There is an element, too, people are concerned, I'll get to tonight, about Fauci. And some how much money he made throughout all this stuff with Big Pharma, et cetera. We'll get into that. I think that's down the trail. You know the thing in Rand's book that is an ongoing thing in talk radio. It's not just about COVID and Rand Paul and all that. He talks about this big conceit, meaning this big idea, the expert. How often have we talked about this? The experts, the pointy-headed people in Washington who want to intervene in our lives. They're the experts. They know better. The federal government, the central planners, all of that. Well, Fauci was the king of this. And look at where this got us. Look at how many things he was wrong about. Look at how often we see this. Look at the distrust people have. And sometimes I take a look at a statement by an expert or whatever, and I think, yeah, my radar detector says that seems about right. I'll research it. I might follow that. But I think people have thrown aside just about everything because so many times these experts don't know what they're talking about and or are intervening in our lives rather than putting the information out there and letting people make a determination. A lot of it's around the environment, low flow toilets, the gas, get rid of gas stove stuff, all that stuff. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. Dom, I know that it irritates you when Trump does his, you know, his displays with his voters and whatnot. But you have to understand that that's kind of the secret to his support, because for the first time since Reagan, we had a president who didn't go through the media, okay, and who was very unscripted and raw and told you exactly what he thought. And for better or worse, I just think that's better in the long run than what we were getting with the Bob Doles and McCains and things like
that.
Well,
yeah, but wait a minute. But Bob Dole and McCain were in complete agreement. I said the best of Trump, though, is what we saw in the Chick-fil-A's and the pizza places and all that, no?
And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And you're not even wrong about how you want to cringe sometimes when you see his speeches. But all I'm saying is that if you look at it in a macro, that got him support and earned him loyal support that he probably wouldn't have. And that's going to be the key to him winning again.
Well, but
you know what I mean?
Here's the dilemma, though. We've broken through with these groups, and the groups that ought to be ours are being lost here. So I'm just saying to be a bit more careful about it. I'm not saying you take away the person, but, you know, he's smart enough to be a bit more careful with it. You don't need a laugh line at every rally, Robert, because that's the only thing they have going, that and abortion right now.
Believe me, I hear what you're saying. All I'm saying to you is that he's doing something that the media wouldn't let a Republican do for a long time, and that's why they hate him. And that's just going to be the key to why he's going to win. And you pointed out that he's making gains amongst these other demographics, and he's making them gains while he's having these rallies. You know what I'm saying? That's why I think it's a net positive for him, even though it makes more erudite people like yourself and sometimes myself cringe. You know what I mean?
Okay, I hear you. By the way, what kind of car are you driving?
I hear the beeping back there.
Yeah, we hear the beeping there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm driving just a Honda Accord, man. What I drive.
Yeah, Accord Army.
My deliveries because I'm sorry.
I like the Accord Army. I was driving an 06 Accord for way too long until I had like 220,000 miles. I just recently got rid of it.
Okay.
I just got rid of a Camry that had 400,000 on it.
Oh, that's right, man. Now it's the Camry. We switched spots, Robert.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, Robert.
That's great, man.
Give us your debate.
My answer is, who is the best James Bond?
Yes, that's
and
a good
I'm,
one.
I'm going to come around. I was raised on Roger Moore, but I saw Sean Connery and then later saw one where Roger Moore did one of his judo chops And I said, okay, Sean Connery.
Yeah, it is Sean Connery. Say, yeah, you got it. Thank you,
it's
Robert.
It's clearly Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, God. Roger Moore is bad, but Pierce Brosnan
GoldenEye, Tomorrow Never Dies? God. Come on, man.
Now, Sean Connery and those earlier, Ursula Andress and those early women there, the Bond girls, so much better. Yeah, without a doubt. All right.
Sean Connery, if you draw James Bond, it's going to turn out looking like Pierce Brosnan. Come on. Not Sean Connery.
I don't think so. Not at all. Now, there may have been some Dupay action in there. I'd have to admit that.
Yeah,
but
bit,
yeah. Yeah, that's okay, though. I don't even know if that's a debate. Maybe it is.
We can both agree that Daniel Craig does not belong as James Bond, though, right?
No, Pierce Brosnan's worse than that.
Oh, come on.
He's
no way.
Horrible.
No.
He's the guy that got hit in the head with a fruit in Mrs. Doubtfire. All right, 855-839-1210.
Good point. And he also starred in Mamma Mia, don't forget, too.
Yeah, well, that's true. Coming up, the real authoritarian is Joe Biden, much more than Donald Trump, even though the media would have us believe otherwise. And we also will update you if Sherelle Parker really says what they're going to do today. Got the side question going on, and we'll talk with Jack Cetarelli at about 2 o'clock today. Is third time he's running for governor. The last time was pretty successful. Didn't quite get there. Man, election integrity in New Jersey. That's what we need.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tom Giordano's show. You know, this Trump Chick-fil-A thing yesterday, Scott Presler and a couple people on Twitter saying, yeah, it's gone right into the belly of the beast, go into neighborhoods like that. In the big cities, you saw the reaction, particularly of that African-American woman.
I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you.
We support you, man.
Okay, 4 p.m. She's in 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a
You are going to see that. You are going to see more and more of that. I know he still wants to do the rallies. I get it. It's just the only thing that comes out of that is you got to keep people laughing, you know, people cheering the whole time. And I would say less is more of that as we head toward the election. I know people can't give it up, though. I think that's the secret sauce. The breakout among some groups, though, is obvious of what's going on here. And the more Biden pushes us with inflation, the more Trump looks good. The more people know that Trump would never have us in a situation where we are right now. The credit card numbers are just a prime example. By the way, one sure note, Bob Kelly of Fox 29, best traffic guy we've seen in the last 40 years or so, put up on Twitter this morning, and I wrote it down, no pop-up tents or cabanas on the Wildwood beaches. The only tent that you can put on the beach this year is the so-called baby tent. You know, you put the... I don't get it. If you go to the beach, you got to expect you're going to be in a certain amount of sun. You can't bring your house with you to the beach.
Yeah.
And this might be a reaction to the fact, due to Phil Murphy and the battle with North Wildwood on deciding for them how best to preserve the beach, they may not have much of a beach. That's what we're hearing.
What qualifies as a cabana versus like an umbrella? Are you allowed an umbrella on the
beach? Yeah, you're allowed an umbrella.
Okay.
I think it said something about 8 feet. I don't know what that means.
Gotcha.
Is that the length of
you
the umbrella?
You don't need to build a house out on the beach every time you go. I'm with you.
Yeah, right. We had this a
kind
few...
Kind of defeats the purpose.
We had this a few summers ago, and then it went away, and now it seems like people are back to doing it. So North Wildwood cracks down. This piece over at National Review today, though. The best of Trump, what we saw yesterday in that Chick-fil-A. It's all the upside. He's comfortable doing it. Not many big-time politicians could go into a situation like that and disarm people and just command it. Biden certainly could. Romney is another guy. I remember when he tried to do it. That's more the vibe to be sending off than some of the other stuff. Now, of course, the media is relentless. The Biden people putting out that Trump is an existential threat to America's oldest drive-in theater. Apparently, when President Trump comes to near the Shankweiler's drive-in. Where is this? It's Lehigh Valley, right? Is this near Allentown? I'm getting the exact type. But they're celebrating their 90th anniversary. He's holding a rally at a nearby fire hall, Lehigh County. And it's going to be problematic for the drive-in to do it that night. So,
Fairfield, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they're doing it on Sunday. So what's the big deal? Because the guy who owns the theater said it would be extremely detrimental and an existential threat to the theater, not attacking Trump, saying that they depend on this type of stuff. There's big impact when something like this happens. So, again, they're just going to do it on Sunday. They're getting more publicity out of it. I'm not sure the Trump people might say.
Have known about Shankweiler's drive-in theater 90th
right,
anniversary?
Exactly.
Had this not been a story?
This is the headline release from the Biden people in the media. They're breathless to try to interview these people. How much Trump doesn't care. It's all about him. They scheduled this for a while. I mean, when you schedule an event like this, it is going to subsume something like this. You know, as a gesture, maybe they throw in $1,000 to the theater, something like that, which they may do, and then let people know they're doing that. But this is not intentionality or selfishness. Sometimes a campaign comes there, and that's it. So they're going to do it on Sunday.
I love just trying to vilify. They're trying to make him into like a movie villain. It's like a cartoon villain. He's going to take away your drive-in theaters now.
Yeah, exactly. Requiring them to reschedule with all their vendors, negatively impacting. The spin on this would be this. Okay, Joe Biden and your minions. So Trump negatively is impacting this drive-in theater. What have you done to small business in America, you selfish little man? What have you done? What have you done in order to die and be in the history books, your legacy, by going big? You're going to be like FDR and LBJ. All right, so who is really damaging? Who really doesn't have any sense? The people around Trump or Biden and the people around him? It's an obvious thing. But watch for this in the media. Oh, they're really killing this 90-year celebration of it. It would be a good gesture to reach out and try to do something. You know, it adds to your luster to do it. Always does. But existential threat. The guy was talking about, you know, when they have a big event, that anything he said, anything that happens in our area that would affect it. We're only a small business. It can really hurt us. He wasn't essentially just talking about Trump. He was trying to explain what it's like to run a drive-in in America right now. And I'd love to get the guy to pivot and say, yeah, well, look what Joe Biden did to us.
How many people are running drive-ins in America anymore?
People still love it. There's still a
Is that
niche.
Is something you and Ro would do for a date night?
Maybe. Yeah. I know the station's done events when COVID hit and all that. There were things, but they're in outlying areas. They're a little hard to get
there. I've never done one.
It's for one time around. It's inconvenient versus all the things.
Do they
still
set up the little speaker on your
mirror? Yes, I think they do. I don't know if they do anything else with it. Let's go to Greg in the Northeast. Greg, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Greg. Greg, turn off your.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead, Greg.
All right, we got to.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. Bill in Bucks is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon there, Dan, Dom, and Jim. I just wonder what stop Mayor Parker's going to stop at. Do you think she'll stop at Huntington Station right above Lehigh?
I don't know. I hope it's not the worst one. Is it Somervale's the worst one? I'm not sure.
Somerset.
But her instincts are right to be going to Kensington to do this today.
Yeah, I agree with that. I just want to give you an update on Maryland's and Bucks.
All right, wait a minute, Bill. Can you get to the phone? We're having a little problem. Let me put you on hold here. We got A little, well, I don't know. Well, the gremlins are out there.
Don't call us on speakerphone. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call us just a normal.
All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. We're going to talk with James Bovard. Bovard is the go-to guy. Whenever we see an issue about inflation, about what's really happening, does it, writes for the New York Post, incredibly insightful and entertaining at the same time. All right, let me see if I can get this from Bill now. All right, Bill, go right ahead.
Okay, I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, great. Sorry about my throat. The current mail-ins in Bucks County are 68,333, and I don't have a breakout of what's what.
Okay, we appreciate it. What's your debate, Bill? What's your debate?
The debate was the UN debate of the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962.
All right.
Bradley Stevenson and Procedure.
I remember. All right, we're not doing great debates. We are doing, you know, like everyday debates that people have. Okay, that's what we're talking about that are prominent out there. All right, that's a side question today. It's okay. All right, coming up, we'll talk with James Bovard. Jack Cittarelli is on board at 2 o'clock. We'll see a couple things with him. He says that he supports President Trump, one of his opponents. I don't know how the guy is a Jersey Democrat Republican. Matt Rooney routinely tunes up this other guy, John Barmanac or something. He is running against Trump as a Republican. All right, good. There's a real chance. What I like Jack Cittarelli said at his opening thing is, I'm not going to be writing a book and then running for national office as a Republican. You know who that's about? The big guy. And I mean big, big guy. Governor Christie. Tom Giordano Show. Welcome in. Good Thursday, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. James Bovard is a much in demand guest, talk radio guest, writing in the New York Post currently. Really takes apart the Biden arguments on inflation, such as they are, including what the real inflation rate is. The Team Biden storyline, he writes, inflation went from a non-existent threat in 2021 to transient in 2022. That's key. To simply a bad memory in 2024. But aha, that bad memory is back. Let's go to Jim Bovard on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, out of this entire piece, you capture exactly what they tried to do. Yeah, we had to do something that caused inflation. That's in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like being hit by an 18-wheel truck, and then the truck backs up and hits you again, because this is what's happening. The inflation is accelerating. It's now up to close to 5% now after it's bouncing back. And the Biden people are just basically telling people to shut up and pretend it doesn't exist.
Why would it bounce back? You know, or what's the framework, Jim, before we say that the rate has stabilized, you know, and is something like a normal rate? How many months or how do we determine that? Because on Wall Street, they are in shock these last 2 days seeing this.
Well, the Biden folks have misled Americans about the state of the economy. The inflation has been a lot higher than what they've confessed. And if the U.S. government was using the same measures of inflation that it used in the 1970s, the inflation rate would have been as high as 18% under Biden, maybe the highest rate in U.S. history. I mean, there are all kinds of things that they have done to change how inflation is measured, to understate it. For instance, the cost of a mortgage is simply ignored. I mean, the cost of a new home, the average monthly payment, has almost doubled since Biden became president. That doesn't count, you know, and you got all these folks, millions of folks who are priced out of the housing market. Those people don't exist as far as the Biden scorekeeping.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're Powell, politically and commonsensically, what happens if he goes forward with a rate cut? What's the issue there if he does that in June?
Well, I think it's going to undermine confidence in the Fed at some point. The U.S. government has done so much stuff to undermine the value of the dollar. This endless deficit spending. Biden wants to have trillion-dollar deficits as far as the eye can see. The cost of financing the federal debt is skyrocketing. There are just so many things that the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve are doing to destroy the credibility of the U.S. dollar. And this is something which they have postponed to a degree, but they can't postpone it forever. And when those chickens come home to roost, Americans are shafted.
Yeah, I like what you said, too. Let's not include things like mortgages. Talk with you, Jim. How reliable of a barometer are the last 2 days? One was the wholesaler. The other is the consumer price index. How reliable over the course of time have you seen them to be?
I'm very skeptical of the official measurements. I mean, there are so many ways that they've added and subtracted what counts as the inflation now. And it's fine to see the media basically blaming the American public for not having faith in Bidenomics and thinking that Bidenflation exists. But, you know, average Americans paying their bills, I mean, it's like they're getting hit hard. There was a nice detail today on the on Zero Hedge, looking at the latest number. There were all kinds of adjustments made. And one of those was that the price of gasoline shot higher last month. But what the federal measurement did is say, well, on a seasonal adjusted basis, it actually decreased. And so you've got complete absurdity here. And yet most of the folks on Wall Street don't seem to realize how much of a scam the federal statistics have been. But if you look at the inflation data, these are numbers that have become a weapon of mass deception.
Yeah, without a doubt. So what is it that Biden might try to do, Jim, to predict, to at least, you know, buy some time to keep this going through the election? Is there anything he can do? I mean, I am not in your position, but what I think this indicates is it's baked in for a period of time. It's going to take a radically different approach, particularly on energy, to get this out of the system. And even then, you know, it's like the system's organic. If you fool with it, you can't just magically get this inflation out of it.
Yeah, and that's a very good point on the energy. There's a lot of policies that the Biden administration has done that have sharply increased energy prices and curtailed or endangered energy supplies. And this is not, I mean, this is not something that a presidential speech can make go away. It was striking to me to see how hard the Biden team was lying yesterday. Biden was, in his press statement, he said that at the time that he took office, the inflation was skyrocketing. That was complete nonsense. It was 1.4% in January 2021. There were a lot of economic mistakes that Donald Trump made. But at the start of the Biden administration, inflation was not banned.
No, it was not. James Bovard has released a book in October called Last Rights. I think the last time we talked, The Death of American Liberty, which explains how America went awry and how we can still rescue individual liberty. I have Rand Paul tonight for our speaker series. He's one guy trying to do it. What gives you hope? There are enough elements out there, enough voices, because I think one of the overriding things, Jim, that we've seen with social media is how much the Biden administration has been working them over pretty much successfully on recently. USA Today changes their headline about what Trump said on abortion because of the Biden people, and the Biden people took credit for it.
Wow, I've not heard that. I'm shocked to think that USA Today would do something like that. You were asking me what gives me hope, and the number one thing is the continued improvement in the quality of American beer.
All right, that's something to hang our hat on. New York Post, Jim, when do you write for the Post if people can find you?
As often as possible. I've had a couple pieces in there this week. Had a piece on, Tuesday, on FISA and the FBI. FBI out there rampaging, but maybe the conservatives in Congress and the liberals are going to pull in the leash on that. Don't know.
Well, the argument, Jim, too, and I'm going to ask Rand Paul, I think I know where he goes and where you probably go and where I go on this, is we have McCabe and others saying, well, if we do what the civil libertarians want to do, Hamas will be able to strike us, meaning we can't do this warrant stuff.
Maybe that'd be a good reason to kind of tighten up the southern border so that not everybody comes in. I mean, it's total nonsense to say you can't do the warrants, because this is something that goes back to, you know, 1789, the Bill of Rights. And at that time, there were lots of folks who did not like the U.S. government. There were a lot of leftover Tories or whatever, British agents, whatever, some angry French folks. And the U.S. survived with that standard. But it doesn't make sense. If you look at the millions of Americans whose privacy was illegally violated by the FBI in the last 5 years, based on the U.S. government's own admission, this is the thing. This is not some left-wing fringe thing. This is the U.S. government reports admit massive violations, millions of Americans' rights, privacy were wrongfully violated by the FBI and the FISA court and the Section 702. And so millions of cases, isn't that enough to pay attention to?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And look, I realize the Republicans want to be unified, but the way to be unified on this is to insist in the warrant approach here, Jim. Jim, would you say then, if you had to predict, it seems to be rationally that Powell cannot lower interest rates in June?
Yes. Rationally, I mean, that's a hell of a qualifier. You know, we're talking about the Federal Reserve here.
Yeah.
Federal Reserve, which has helped wreck 98% of the value of the dollar in the last 100 years. It'd be very unwise for Powell to do that. There is a real risk of a total collapse of confidence in U.S. economic management, and we're getting closer to that every year.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you. Thanks so much, as always, coming on.
Hey, thanks.
Hi, Jim Bovard here on Talk Radio 12. Ted, do you have that McCabe cut, Dan? That was a late one here.
Yeah,
here's Andrew McCabe. Remember this guy? Remember this guy? What was he? Second in command, I believe second in command in the FBI in the bad old days during the Trump time, et cetera. Here's what he said, because inside, look, the Republican Party, we want to have unity on this if possible. The Brian Fitzpatricks of the world are saying we ought to just renew FISA. The Rand Pauls of the world, I can imagine tonight, you know, we only have an hour and 15 minutes. If I open with that question, Rand Paul might go for an hour, Dan, you know, before we get to anything else. Take some bourbon here before you answer this. Here's McCabe, though, telling us, and Jim's point is great. Well, why don't we shut down the border? Why don't we tighten up everything else? Why is this on the backs of American citizens? Here's McCabe.
And you're right, Jim. Anyone who has been a consumer of the intelligence that Section 702 provides us, and that, of course, would include former President Trump, should understand the significance of that. And then let's overlay on the time that we're talking about right now. Israel is at war with Hamas. Hamas, we know, has a presence here in the United States. The idea that we would turn off the prime vision, the prime insight that we have into terrorists who are overseas, terrorists like Hamas terrorists, who may in fact be talking to people in the United States and planning activities here. We don't know that, but it's certainly a top priority for the FBI right now. The idea that we would turn off that flow of information, which is entirely lawful and has survived every court challenge, is just astounding to me. There is no one in the community, in the intelligence community, who would support such a thing.
All righty. 855-839-1210. This could be decided in the next 48 hours or so. I'm glad we kind of swerved into that. And the argument, yeah, well, then why is the border a sieve? Why is it you see what's going on in Dearborn with people screaming death to America? What's the FBI? Maybe that would seem to be enough to get on the radar screen. Probably not, though. We know the reason why. But the average American citizen, James Bovard is right, millions of times, this encroachment by the FBI. The FBI would rather investigate a bunch of Catholics on a Saturday who want a Latin mass than they would people screaming death to America. So then we're not going to trust them on this. That's what this comes down to, doesn't it, essentially?
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody said.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And Dom, just a real quick note. Today is the greatest. It's finally the day we've been all waiting for. The Politics and Pipes speaker series with Rand Paul tonight, Dom. And I am psyched. I'll be speaking. I'll be introducing you. I'm like your hype man. It's a...
Feel free in the bio.
Jimmy the Mouth of the South Heart over here.
Yeah, feel free. What are some of the bio facts that we should make sure
former
you
former educator Dom Giordano.
Award winner at many levels, number 17 in the country. Feel free to.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Talkers Magazine, Hot 100, yeah. Heavy 100's come out. You have ascended again to 17th now, Dom Giordano, and it seems like you're leaving that guy Howard Stern in the dust. I think he's like four spots behind
22,
you now.
22, five yeah. behind me. Woo-hoo. But, you know, Roe goes to me, Dan, but why are you only number 17? I try
question.
To explain all the others in front of me are syndicated. I mean, come on.
Yeah, are we the highest local?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Congrats. Congratulations, Dom. Well deserved. But tonight you'll be hearing stuff like this, and this is what I'm excited for because you have it, and I don't want to blow smoke up your butt, but you are one of Philadelphia's most respected truth tellers, and we have one of the nation's most respected truth tellers coming on to give us some advice. I might use that tonight. How about that?
Yeah.
But here's some of what you could expect. This comes from Laura Ingram, but just listen how candid and how honest Rand Paul is when talking about COVID, which is so refreshing. On something that's there's so many shadows around it, but take a listen.
What should the consequences be for Anthony Fauci?
Jail. You know, I've sent two referrals to the Department of Justice. I think he lied to Congress, which is a felony. You know, several folks from the Trump administration were accused of lying to Congress and carted off to jail with FBI agents all over their property, yanking them out of their house early in the morning. But we have two tiers of justice here. It depends on whether you were a supporter of Donald Trump or you're a supporter of big government, you know, the centralized government. But Anthony Fauci did lie to Congress. We know that from his own words, not because I say lies, but his private emails say he was lying. Virtually everything he said in private contradicted what he was saying in public. And he was fairly honest in private. In private, he said masks don't work. In public, he wore three masks. In private, he admitted that there was such a thing as natural immunity gained from getting the infection. In public, he was like, we're not going to measure that. It's unpredictable.
So you combine that with the great interviewing skills of you, Dom, and the deep knowledge that you have of both Rand and his new book, Deception. It's going to be a great time tonight. Tickets, 1210WPHD.com. If you haven't got them, there's still a couple left. We want to see you out there. It's going to be a great event. I'll be out there. Anthony DiRenzo from The Other Side and Nick Kale Show. And obviously Dom Giordano and Rand Paul. Having some drinks beforehand as well. It's going to be a great time. 1210WPHT.com. That's all I got for Dan time. Dom, got a great guest coming up next.
Well, thank you. I'm impressed that you... I wish we played that earlier in the week. That says it all with Rand Paul. By the way, our top police source, Dan, says, why does this listener have a question about getting a sheriff arresting Fauci? You imagine Barney Fife walking in, Fauci's doing a presentation, and he arrests him? The reason is... A sheriff, as opposed to a police commissioner, is because a sheriff is elected by the people, cannot be removed. A police commissioner is appointed by the managing director and can be removed immediately. Ah, so maybe that's a savvy listener. He wants a sheriff arresting Anthony Fauci. All right. Side question today is a real good one. Joe of Exton has, let's go to him right now, Dan, because we got a special guest coming up. Then I want to tell you, our buddy Tom DiBello, we'll get him on tomorrow, Dan, has voted to double parental leave, what you get paid for parental leave over in Montgomery County. What the heck is wrong here? Is it just me? All right. Joe in Exton. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom. Good Thursday afternoon. On... one of your earlier trips to Italy, you had a guide by the name of Giuseppe, and you asked him, in Italy, for their pasta, as a topping, do Italians call it gravy or sauce? And Giuseppe said, we Italians call it sauce.
Yes. What do you call it, Joe?
Pardon?
What do you call it?
Yeah, we need your answer, Joe. You're the truth teller.
Yeah,
sauce, of course.
Oh my God!
Dom.
Yes.
In Italy, it's called sugo.
Huh?
Sauce.
Sugo.
Pasta con sugo.
Flugel.
Sugo.
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 Okay.
You're trying to teach a Polish person Italian. It's not going to work, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. Oh, how disappointing. The great man.
Flugel.
Isn't sauce so pedestrian?
Sugelski.
Isn't gravy so much more authentic and rich?
No, it's what you put on turkey.
Sounding. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God.
It's brown.
No, it's not.
KFC in it.
That is a good debate, though. That's a real good one. Coming up, we're going to talk with Jack Cittarelli, and then I'm calming down, Dan. This guy, the Dairy Queen guy driving your truck over the house to get your cured ballot, has pushed through now. You get 16 weeks total parental leave, and they've made it much more generous as far as pay, apparently. And it's all because they need to keep good workers. And guess what? The Republicans signed it, too. That's straight ahead after Jack Cittarelli, candidate for governor.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.